it should be in high school. So I had a really inspiring English teacher, and he taught us with lots of interesting learning materials, not only with the textbook, or like not only training with past papers like most typical schools, but then he introduced us with some legal cases. So we looked at how conjoined twins were solved legally, and we looked at all the legal documents and see how English is performed legally and being made to an advantage. As well, he always bring out some interesting conversational examples, like to teach us the differences between different conditions, the use of conditions. He always used some funny example of his own with his wife, like how to tell his wife, like when he lied to his wife, what he would say with the condition. Yeah, and like, okay, I'll give an example. Like, if she had asked me, I would have told her. So she always plays some language tricks with her wife as well. Yeah, this is for the first question. For the second question, memorable English reading experience. I don't like reading, so I don't really have a memorable experience about reading.
Then can you tell me why you don't like reading?
I regret not building a reading habit when I was small, or I don't really have lots of access to English books. Maybe my family doesn't love reading either, like my parents, so I don't have a lot of books at home. And I don't really have access to it, so I didn't build up such a habit. So I didn't read a lot while growing up either, except the reader's book at school or the required readings. Yeah, most of the readings I do are related to academics, but not really for interest. My friends did introduce me some, and I did read a few, but it's so few compared to others.
Then do you enjoy reading?
I can't say I don't enjoy, but I am not that keen on it that I would find the books and to read myself, you know.